Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Happy primary day to you, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Hope you're doing good out there. And getting ready for the big idol. This could be the TV event of the season. It's. I don't think I've ever been this excited about a reality TV series since Survivor first came out. But Thursday, there's big doings on national television when the January 6th Kangaroo Court, starring Nancy Pelosi and Liz Cheney, will make its primetime debut. And they've actually hired the ex-president of ABC News to produce the TV show. I've never seen anything like this. So Fox News Channel says they're not going to be broadcasting this thing, but everybody else is. So whatever show you watch on Thursdays is going to be preempted. So the Democrats and Liz Cheney, yes, I know it's redundant. I know it's an oxymoron, but Liz Cheney, she claims to be a Republican. But the Democrats and Liz Cheney are going to stage one of these made-for-TV, live-on-the-air reality TV shows. And by the way, Grace Baker, I'm wondering how all of this is going to play out. First of all, who's going to play Nancy Pelosi?
I know. This feels like a Netflix special or something.
Do we know, is there some sort of like aging, you know, star from years past that's about to kick the bucket who might be able to get hauled out on national television? Somebody that would, you know, be authentically Pelosi.
Oof. I'm trying to think. I can think of people I actually like Maggie Smith. Like, she's an older actress. I love Maggie Smith, though, and I don't want her to have to play Pelosi. That would be sad for her.
Fair enough. Liz Taylor's dead. So we can't use her. Betty White? No, she's too nice. And she's dead.
I was about to say.
But she's very nice. What about Liz Cheney, though? Who's going to play Liz Cheney?
Oof.
I have a thought.
Go ahead.
Just think about this now. Rosie O'Donnell with a wig. Like a blonde wig. Rosie O'Donnell with a blonde wig.
I'm trying to think. I've got one on the tip of my tongue. Meryl Streep.
For Liz Cheney?
Sure. I don't know. Or Nancy Pelosi.
She's a little old for...
I think she'd be good for Nancy Pelosi, though, and she's very... I believe she is very liberal.
All right.
So
who's
fit
the...
right in.
Now, is there... No, we got to get... We have to have somebody to play AOC.
Oh, I got it. Liz Cheney... We need Amber Heard in there. She's going to need an acting career. You know, her acting career's gone down the drain, so
everybody
I think she should
her.
Play... Exactly. So I think we should play... She should play... We could put some makeup on her. She could be Pelosi.
Now, what about AOC? You know, she just came out of the closet. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Sandy, is how she went in high school. Sandy Cortez, much like the fake Mexican, Bobby Francis O'Rourke. I have a thought about her. She, by the way, she came out of the closet. She says she's Latinx. And by the way, I just found out something. This is fascinating. I am on a tangent here, folks. Now, the people that are listening to us in Winston-Salem, they're like, what the heck is happening in my radio right
this
now?
This is just totally normal.
Very normal for this show. But, you know, we were talking about the Oreo gay dictionary. You know, I didn't realize there was a gay dictionary.
Oh, yeah.
They've got their own words. So, anyway, I was going through the gay dictionary last night, and I came across the term Latinx. And, you know, it's a weird spelling, right? It's L-A-T-I-N-X, Latinx,
it's
right?
It's so annoying, yes.
Or the alternative spelling is L-A-T-I-N-X. It's got to be tough for the Scripps Spelling Bee kids.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a head scratcher. So anyway, it turns out you never know how to pronounce the word. Is it Latinx or Latinx? It's
Latinx.
Both. It's both.
Oh, gosh. How about just Latina? Latino.
No.
It's
no,
a gendered
no.
language. Whatever.
No, you can, so anyway, AOC, we knew that she was Latina, but she also goes by Latinx, but now she's an Indian woman.
Oh.
She's like you know.
Elizabeth Warren.
Tonto. Yeah. I mean, related to, you know, Tonto. But she and, yeah, that could be her auntie. So the question is, who's going to play AOC? And I have a thought. Who's the chick who was a dude? She was a she.
Oh.
And now she's a he.
Elliot Page?
Yeah, that chick. Ellen Page.
Was
that the one in Juno?
I'm sorry, I don't remember the original name.
Is that the Juno gal?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ellen Page.
Just think, she'd make a good AOC.
I think so. I think we could do that. Yep, I'm looking at it right now with the long hair. She could do it.
Are they gonna reenact Paul Pelosi's DUI crash over the weekend? By the way, they can't find the video. So the reporters
convenient.
Are like, they want the body cam footage.
Of course they do.
They want to see Paul Pelosi. And again, we feel sorry for, I mean, if somebody had been injured in the crash, yeah, we would not be having a good time with this.
True.
But the reality is, if you had to be married to Nancy Pelosi, even if you're a Baptist, I think I could like say, okay, I get it. Yeah, he needs a drink or two.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Just got to.
That's rough.
Got to take the edge
That's
off. Got to take the edge off. So anyway, it's going to be a big show, and I want to say this, and I want to explain what's going on here because this is all make believe. It's fake. It's not just fake news. It's fiction. It's not real. Now the word we're getting from our sources up on Capitol Hill is that there is no is there. There is no evidence that Donald Trump did anything wrong. None whatsoever. They don't have a shred of evidence to indict the former president. Nothing. So now they got to figure out what to do. And so that's why they're staging this huge, it's basically a, remember NBC News? Grace, you might remember this. I know you're like the Broadway theater stuff. Remember when they would do the live musical theater on TV?
Oh, yeah.
They
like
did
Hairspray.
Like, yeah, Hairspray and Peter Pan.
Oh, yeah.
And you're sitting there going, this is the worst two
yes.
hours of live television I've ever seen in my life.
I wouldn't watch it.
That's what's about to happen.
At least that had music, though.
I wonder, you know, here's, but I do wonder, so you got, do we have Jerry Nadler on that?
Yeah.
Big Jerry. Jerry Nadler. You know, the guy lost like, seriously, he lost like 600 or 700 pounds. And then he kind of added some of it back, and he's misshapen. And I don't, it's not his fault. It's just wherever
Poor
things
fella.
Clump. I mean, what are you going to do? So I wonder if there's going to be a song and dance, you know? It's like
jazz hands.
Jazz.
At least with the NBC productions, it
maybe,
was some pretty people. Maybe. I mean, this has not, I'm sorry, not attractive
oh,
people.
Maybe Secretary Pete Buttigieg, or Butt Edge Edge, if you will, and his husband, what's his name? Chaz?
I don't.
It's always Chaz. No, it's Chaston.
Chad is normally
Chaston. Chaston.
You think they'll make an appearance?
They could do like, that could be the love story of the whole thing. I mean, you know, you got to have a love angle.
You've got to.
I mean, it's.
With a happy ending.
Okay, not on national television, but I get what you're talking about.
I wasn't going there. That was all you, but okay.
So you can have, but no, we can't do that. Word came out yesterday that Mayor Pete has come down with the China virus. And so now, all of a sudden, we've got Mayor Pete, who is, I didn't realize he was back at work, but apparently, I thought he was still like on maternity leave, but now Mayor Pete is, or Transportation Secretary Pete, is back home with the China virus. So there you go. China. We're going to get in trouble for that, Grace. We're going to get in trouble. So anyway.
I'm just waiting for the phone calls. Thanks a lot, Todd.
You know it's going to happen. I'm not going to get my extra egg roll down at my favorite Chinese joint.
No, you're not.
See, I'm in trouble now. All that to say, folks, you can, if you want to watch it, watch it. Fox News is not going to broadcast it. I think it's going to be fairly entertaining because what we're going to see are selectively edited video interviews, investigative notes. We're going to see a narrative about whatever happened on January the 6th that is completely void of reality. But the good news here, this is great news for Donald Trump. President Trump, they haven't found anything that would come close to being wrongdoing in this case. So there you go. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, we have brand new listeners all across North Carolina. Well, we did. I don't know. They may be gone now. You folks in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, High Point, North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina, welcome to the radio show, WSJS, our great affiliate there, brand new station, brand new talker in the area. If you are calling from those radio stations, you make it on the air, we're going to get you a great prize package, just something we're doing for our first debut week, and we do this for all of our great affiliates across the country. All right, got to take a break. This is the Todd Stern Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So glad to have you with us today. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. Let's go to the phones, WDUN and the great state of Georgia. Mike on the line. All right, Mike, you have a casting selection for the big reality show on Thursday.
That's right. I thought for Nancy Pelosi or to have... Jane Fonda. I couldn't think of her name there for a second.
Hanoi Jane. Wow. You know what? That is a brilliant suggestion, Mike. She actually kind of looks like Pelosi.
Yep. They could pass on the TV with the right makeup.
Well, they got to paint on those big arching eyebrows. Remember those? Woo, mercy.
Oh, yeah. But I think that their political views are probably... real close.
Yeah, I think they both hate America, so, you know, that's a good starting point. So
yes,
there
sir.
You go. All right, Mike, great idea. I love it. If you have a casting selection, we've got to figure out who's going to play Jerry Nadler, maybe Michael Moore. That's a thought. Who's going to play Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Pete Buttigieg? It's Buttigieg. Oh, my apologies. I've been mispronouncing it for years. 844-747-8868 if you want to help us come up with a casting couch today on the Todd Stearns radio show. By the way, big primaries all over the country. And one of the big ones is over in San Francisco in California. Primaries, California, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. Now, here's the big race that we're all looking at is in San Francisco, and it's for the district attorney, a guy by the name of Chesa Boudin. And that's a dude, right? Yeah, is that a dude, Grace? Yeah, Chesa. All right. Man, his parents must have hated him. Anyway, Chesa Boudin is the far leftist district attorney. And this guy is so liberal that even the liberals are freaking out. He has eliminated cash bail. He is not prosecuting these quality of life crimes. So we're talking about shoplifting. We're talking about maybe somebody knocks out the glass in your the windows in your car. Those are quality of life crimes. He's putting fewer people behind bars, and he is basically a friend of the criminal. This is the quintessential George Soros district attorney. By the way, the guy's father was a member of the Weather Underground, which is a domestic terrorist group. His dad spent 40 years in prison and was granted parole last year. So this is the big issue on the ballot in San Francisco. And everywhere you go across America, the only thing we're hearing about is how violent crime has gotten in local cities. And I'm curious about what things are like in your neighborhoods, in your cities. Are you seeing the spike in crime? You know, here in Memphis, Tennessee, we've got some video up on our website. Beale Street is sort of like the popular place. It's actually larger than Graceland as far as the tourists who come to the city. Everybody wants to go to Beale Street, B.B. King's, Hard Rock Cafe. Is it Rum Boogie? Is it still there? I haven't been over there in a long time. Anyway, the crime on Beale Street is off the charts. We have video of a mob surrounding police officers, and they're literally manhandling the police officers. As a matter of fact, they're shoving them. One of the police officers was knocked to the ground. They were heckling one of the other police officers. There are about five or six cops there. And clearly, they were overrun by this mob. They were calling one of the police officers, who happened to be white, little white boy. Yo, little white boy! I mean, they were just, they were heckling the guy. I mean, he can't help the color of his skin. So anyway, they had to call in backup, and the police on horseback came, and then the crowd dispersed. There's other video of a woman who went full, I mean, she took her clothes off. I mean, and she was a well-rounded woman, took her clothes off right smack in the middle of Beale Street, squatted down and commenced to urinating on the sidewalk in front of God and Country and B.B. King, God rest his soul. And it looked like a freaking National Geographic special, somebody walking around without a top on. It's just ridiculous. And nobody did a thing. It's that sort of debauchery and lawlessness. I saw this a lot in New York City, where people are now terrified to ride the subway. And I'm flying up to New York tomorrow. I'll be speaking at a convention for a talk radio host. And I'm not actually looking forward to making that trip, because the New York City that I lived in for 15 years is not the same New York City. People live in fear. And it should not be that way. And now you've got the Democrats that are promising to go after our guns. Now, look, if you are a longtime listener of this program, you know that that cannot happen. Because when they take your guns away, they take your freedoms away. It's that simple. It's that simple. But what a terrible thing that is happening in our beautiful American cities. San Francisco, they're spending $20, $30 million a year just to clean up the human waste that's left on sidewalks. Your tax dollars at work in San Francisco. They can't even let little kids go to the playgrounds because of the dirty needles that are left on the ground. I'll tell you, for years I used to go on vacation in Santa Monica, beautiful place right there on the beach. Shutters, great hotel. And they had their own little private beach, the whole nine yards. They can't. I stopped going down there because you can barely get there because of the homeless and drug population. And then they've got all these dirty needles that are just lodged in the sand. It's unbelievable. Didn't have to be like that. But this is what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when you let Democrats control your country. How do we take back our country, America? How do we do that? 844-747-8868. If you're calling from WSJS in Winston-Salem, you're going to get yourself a free copy of one of my books. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products. Everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
Hello, America. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I've got to tell you about Dave Weigel over at the Washington Post. Now, Dave pretty much hates my guts. Dave has written about me for years, and he's just on the other side of the political spectrum. I don't say he hates me. He just hates my politics. And Dave is in a world of hurt. I mean, he's been at the Post since I think 2015, and he's a leftist. There's no way around it. The guy is a raging leftist. So anyway, but Dave is a guy's guy, and you know how guys will. You know, guys will tell jokes, and sometimes there are guy jokes that guys tell about women that are just funny. And there's nothing to that, right? I mean, it's just that's the way it is. I suspect you women do the same thing when it comes to guys. Anyway, Weigel was on Twitter the other day, and he retweeted a joke about women, and people are really offended by all of this, and people are just they're in an uproar over all of this. So should I read the joke? I don't know. Should I tell the joke? I don't know. Maybe I should tell the joke. Should I tell the joke, Grace? You're a woman. You,
I guess.
You're like, no, you're
you've
like the resident.
You've already teased it too much that you can't tell it. How's
well,
that?
That's true. But I want to warn you, it's, I don't think it's necessarily it's not an offensive joke. I don't think it's a knee slapper. I think it's a good joke, but I don't think it's like a knee slapper. Anyway, here's what, he didn't even come up with a joke. Dave Weigel retweeted somebody else's joke. And here's what the guy said. Every girl is bi. You just have to figure out if it's polar or sexual. See, it's it's not a knee slapper, though, but it's kind of funny. It's all of the guys are shaking their head. Yes, it is funny. And Grace, what say you?
It's okay.
So
I don't know. Producer Kyle, I think, has an opinion.
I mean, I laughed.
So see, exactly. Because
it's just one of those like ha ha ha.
And what makes a joke a funny joke?
Because when it offends people.
No. Truth. Thank you, Kyle. Because there's always a little bit of truth. A little nugget of truth there. I'm just, you know, I bet our friend Jerry Lynn would laugh at that.
I laugh at
and
it.
And
like,
Miss Janice,
ha, ha, ha.
I bet she would laugh at that.
Ha, ha.
So the ladies of the Todd Stearns Radio Show, I think, would find that to be humorous. But here's the problem. At the Washington Post, you don't have a lot of humorous people, and that's a big problem. So the Washington Post, and I'm going to I will try to explain this from my experiences at Fox News. But first, let me tell you what happened to Dave Weigel. So Dave Weigel retweets this joke. Every girl is bi. You just have to figure out if it's polar or sexual. I'm sorry. I just, anyway, so he retweeted it, right? That was it. I've retweeted tons of stuff. And then all you know what breaks loose. So there's this woman named Felicia Somnez, and she works at the Washington Post. I would say she is a young millennial, and she got offended. Oh, I'm just horrified. I feel violated. I don't. So my question to her would be, Arne, are you bipolar or bisexual? What offended you about that? But Dave didn't ask those questions. I would have, though. And so she goes nuts, but she doesn't go to him privately. She, like, starts attacking her work colleague on social media and then goes after him within the company and a bunch of the other women there, because they're all woke feminazis over there at the Washington Post, to borrow a phrase from the late, great Rush Limbaugh. So they're accusing him of being sexist. So that's the argument now. That's the allegation, is that Dave Weigel, by simply retweeting this, is somehow sexist and offensive, and they feel violated. So now the Washington Post, instead of coming out and smacking these people and saying, what is wrong with you? Do your jobs, get a sense of humor, and shut up. Back in the old days, that's exactly what would have happened in the newsrooms. But instead, the Washington Post has apologized. I'm not sure why they've apologized. I'm not sure what there is to apologize for. And then they announced last night that Dave Weigel has been suspended for an entire month without pay for tweeting this, retweeting this nonsense. Oh, by the way, this Felicia chick, the feminazi, She was suspended by the paper in early 2020 after she posted a tweet linking to a story about a rape allegation against an NBA superstar. So she's a nut case. She's a nut job. And by the way, she apparently had filed a complaint against the company alleging discrimination or whatever. It's one of these. She sounds like a horrible human being. So there you go. So all these people are now attacking poor Dave Weigel. And you say, well, wait a second, Todd. Dave Weigel hates your guts. Yeah, I know. But I don't know what it is. I feel bad for the guy. I do. I know what that is like when you've got this fascist mob of feminazis coming after you. I know what that's like. And that is a very, very uncomfortable position to be in. And so now you've got the Babylon Bee dude, Seth Dillon. And Seth Dillon is basically taunting Dave Weigel and telling Dave Weigel, hey, you know what? If you're a man, you'd tell the Washington Post to, you know, you're a bunch of sorry so-and-sos, and I'll pay you 3 months' salary if you do it. Well, okay, well, who's going to pay the pick of the bill after the 3 months? It's hard to find a job out there. I mean, I get it. Anyway, he says, Dave, I'm offering you 3 months' salary to retract your apology. Oh, yeah, they made him apologize. To retract your apology, repost the joke, and quit. Have some respect for yourself. You know, each man has to make that decision for himself. I made that decision at the Fox News corner of the world. And, you know, it is what it is. Fox came after me because I suggested, no, I didn't suggest. I said that what was happening at our border was an invasion of our nation. And Fox did not take offense at that, but the National Association of Hispanic Journalists did, and they lobbied to have me fired from Fox News Channel. But what these morons didn't realize is that I was under contract. So unless I had done something offensively horrible, there's no way they could break the contract. But the great irony is that my contract had just expired, and we were in negotiations for yet another renewal. and they decided not to renew. It's that simple. It's a big, ugly mob out there, and I don't want to wish that on anybody. I mean, look, Dave Weigel, he does a good job for what he does. I don't like his politics, don't like his work, but you know what? He's a good writer. He does a good job for the Post. And it's just not right. It's just not right. And here's why I'm standing up. And I'm catching a lot of fire from our fellow conservatives. Why are you standing up for this guy? It's very simple. Because if we don't stop this cancel culture mob, they're going to come after all of us. And they're going to keep coming after us. And they will silence every single one of us. So we've all got to stand together here. Listen, it's not about liberals. We're talking about leftists. A liberal can still love their country. And I'm telling you, we've got to have every conservative and every liberal, freedom lovers, one and all, standing together and fighting these fascists. Got to do it. And if we cannot muster the courage to do that, then I think we're going to be in a world of hurt as a country. I'm just telling you, it's going to be nasty. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Tulsi Gabbard, she's an interesting bird, isn't she? So Tulsi Gabbard giving a speech at the Western Conservative Summit yesterday, and she basically explained what we've been saying for years now as far as what the true problem is in America. Let's take a listen to Tulsi.
The reality is that we are facing a spiritual crisis in this country. You know, the tribalism that is tearing us apart is really an indication of the erosion of a spiritual foundation, a lack of a recognition that we are one nation under God, that we are all God's children, and knowing that inspires among us a respect and care for each other.
Now, let me tell you something about Tulsi Gabbard. God bless you, ma'am. But this is why the Democrats hate her. This is why she was not the nominee for the presidency on the Democrat side, because she believes in God. Now, she's a far-left lunatic on a lot of other issues, especially on the culture war side. But even she understands, because Tulsi Gabbard is a patriot. She's a liberal, but she's a patriot. And she understands that we all share a common bond. And what is that common bond, ladies and gentlemen? That common bond is Almighty God. We are one nation, not a divided nation. You see, without God, we are a divided nation. And that's what that's why they hate Gabbard. That's why they had to destroy Gabbard. That and her mommy and daddy fought against gay marriage in Hawaii, and that they used that against her during the Democrat primary. It was an ugly thing. But Tulsi Gabbard's onto something here, folks. Do you believe that is the problem with America right now? Because the left is telling you we got to grab the guns. The only reason they want the guns is for power. That's it. They don't care. You know, look, at the end of the day, they don't care if all the people in the inner cities kill themselves. They don't care. They can use knives, they can use baseball bats, they can use glass bottles, they don't care. It's not about that. It's about power and control. That's what the left wants. But that's not the problem facing. So guns are not the problem facing America. Crime, not even the problem facing America. Problem facing the America, in my estimation, is we've turned our back on God. What say you? 844-747-8868. Big news, a recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. Now, Americans like me have found a source they do trust. It's called Newsmax. I watch Newsmax TV all the time, use the free Newsmax app on my smartphone. Nielsen says almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. Millions of people really are making the switch to Newsmax. So start your mornings with Wake Up America, Rob Fenerty. Finish tonight with Rob Schmidt. He tells you the real news with no spin. On the weekends, you get Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. And if your system doesn't carry Newsmax, just give them a call. More than 20 million Americans made the switch to the news source they trust, Newsmax. You won't go back. We'll be right back.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, folks, coming up in a couple of weeks, heading down to South Mississippi and South Alabama. We have some great listeners in that part of the country. Pascagoula, WPMO, our good friend Noah Britt. And we've got a big event that we're a part of, and I want you to be a part of it as well. We've got the information on our website, toddstarns.com. I'm going to be speaking at Lighthouse Baptist Academy, as well as their church. It's a Saturday-Sunday event. It's going to be a big banquet, and we're raising money for their Christian school. Now, I've got to tell you, and by the way, we have the story up at the website, Starnes Lend to Lend Helping Hand to Alabama Christian School. So if you go there, you'll be able to help us out by sending a few dollars to help the Lighthouse Baptist Church and Academy as they grow this great Christian school, raising up next generation patriots. That's what it's all about. And I'm going to be out and about a lot for the rest of the year, doing a lot of speeches and helping a lot of Christian schools as they raise those next generation patriots. So I certainly hope you'll go to our website. And if you got $5 or if you have $500, we'd love for you to help those folks out. By the way, tax deductible, and you're going to be doing a good thing. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Murph in Germantown, Tennessee, on our flagship station, KWAM. Hey, Murph, what's up today?
Dr. Starnes, always a pleasure. Enjoyed your commentary on Representative Tulsi Gabbard. Unfortunately, she talks out of both sides of her mouth.
She's a Democrat. Yeah, but you know what? Yeah. I think part of that heart is in the right place because she nails it when she talks about what's really wrong with the country.
Oh, yes. And I think you've discussed this already, that blurb on Fox last night about parents taking their kids to a drag queen event. What kind of mother and father and grandfather and grandmother would allow that? I just don't understand it. And this is a very historic week for any history buffs out there. Monday, June the 5th was the anniversary of George Marshall's presentation at Harvard University presenting the Marshall Plan. And, of course, June 6th was D-Day. But the interesting thing about George Marshall speaking at Harvard, when he proposed it and when it went through Congress, the Democrats put some kind of, you know, fancy name, a European Restoration Act. And Truman said, if we put a Democratic name on it, it won't pass. But if we put Marshall's name on it, it will pass. And it literally rebuilt Western Europe, and it was one of the most historical events ever in American history. So I thought you might find that interesting.
And you know what I found really interesting, Murph? Not a single mention of that from the White House. No commemorations at all from the White House. They're too busy promoting the LGBT Pride Month, lots of other things happening, but those issues, the ones you just brought up, are not all that important to this administration.
I don't think the president even mentioned D-Day.
No, he did not. Not a single mention of D-Day. Not a single mention.
Now, I think I may have told you this already. One more comment, and I'll let you go.
Real quick.
This July, the last D-Day Pathfinder glider pilot will turn 100 years old. The last living glider pilot, Pathfinder, that the guys that landed behind the lines in the early morning of June 6th. He's the last one living.
Is that right? Murph, in a very odd coincidence, my grandfather, who passed away about 15, 20 years ago, he was actually a glider pilot during World War II. And they don't make them like that anymore. I can tell you that much.
You talk about guts.
Yes, sir. Murph, always good hearing from you. And Murph raises a great point, though, about you parents. What kind of a parent sends their kids to a drag show or drag queen story hour for that? I mean, I don't know. We put this out in a commentary. I think parents who do that ought to be brought up on charges. What say you, America? 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Hey, during the news break, sign up for the newsletter and download the podcast over at toddstearns.com. We'll be right back, America.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello.
Well, we have a discharge petition on the floor of the House of Representatives. Not one single Democrat has signed the discharge petition to force us to actually pass a law to say we're going to continue to enforce Title 42 as long as there's a state of emergency in states. But importantly, great, yes, I'm glad there's a handful of Democrats, Kristen Sinema, some others that have said, hey, you know, maybe we shouldn't have Title 42. But you know what? Title 42 is a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. We actually need to tell the world, if you come to the United States, you have to follow these rules, you're going to follow these rules, you're going to be detained for the entirety of an adjudication of an actual asylum claim, and then you'll be turned away if we're not detaining you. If you do that, that's what the Trump administration did, the numbers go down. They become manageable. And here's the important part, to the part about, you know, caring for people. We need to be exporting the rule of law and improving the Western Hemisphere to beat back on China rather than importing lawlessness, importing fentanyl, and endangering Americans.
Yeah.
The Biden administration is doing it purposefully for crass political reasons, and they're endangering Americans and migrants in the process.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. It is a great question that Congressman Chip Roy from Texas raises. He was on Fox News Channel with our good friend Shannon Bream. And what's happening at the border is appalling, and it is unforgivable. This invasion that is happening, and our government is turning a blind eye. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Congressman Chip Roy joins us. Congressman, I thought you did a heck of a great job last night.
Well, thanks, Todd. Yeah, it's always great to be on Shannon's show. She does a great job presenting the facts. Bill Malugin's doing a great job out there looking at the border. And look, we got to keep our attention on it. Everybody's getting distracted by a lot of different news stories, but the border is still wide open and dangerous.
And from the reporting we are seeing, they're expecting another massive surge at the border in the coming days.
Yeah, there's about 15,000 migrants and growing, kind of moving through Mexico. They started off down at Guatemala, down the Northern Triangle, and they're moving up. And frankly, it's a pretty rambunctious group that are demanding that Americans, you know, give them, quote, freedom and liberty coming into the United States. Now, you know, every single one of us wants America to be a beacon of hope to the world. But no one has a right to come across our sovereign borders, bum rush our border, weaken us, distract Border Patrol, allow fentanyl to come into our borders, allow cartels to be empowered because they want to storm our border. I know Venezuela is bad. I know there's some bad parts in the world. But that's what I was getting at with Shannon last night. Our strategy ought to be to secure the border, stop allowing people to flood in, and get busy, improving the Western Hemisphere and exporting the rule of law and have a stronger Western Hemisphere to push back on China rather than allowing this lawlessness to occur.
And is there any hope that Border Patrol is going to be able to do that? Do they have the resources they need to push back and stop this invasion?
No, because they can't do anything until there's policies that actually give them the power to turn away. That's the bottom line. Right now, the only power they have at all is the Title 42 power, which is hanging on by a very thin thread under one judge's order. The administration wants to do away with that one last vestige of some degree of power for Border Patrol to turn people away. And so if you don't give them that power, they got nothing. They literally are nothing more than a processing entity. You think you go through customs, right? You got to go check in and do all this stuff. That's basically what they're doing, except there's no actual real structure. They come in, they get put in, they get processed, they get released into the United States. In April, 234,000 apprehensions, 117,000 of them were released into the United States, all while 2,000 a day, 60,000 gotaways that we even know of. That's just an absurd way to do things.
So I'm curious to get your take on this report out of Breitbart. Neil Monroe is the author. Says Mexico's president is reviving calls for basically a super state. He wants a continental super state that would combine North American employees, South American employees, and quite frankly, sideline tens of millions of middle-class American citizens. He wants open borders.
Yeah, well, that's obviously absurd on its face. Look, you want to have a conversation about how we can strengthen alliances in the Western Hemisphere and make and embrace the rule of law. We need to flex our muscle as a country to get, whether it's the Northern Triangle, whether it's Venezuela, whether it's all throughout South America and Mexico itself on our southern border, to embrace the rule of law. Like, Mexico is barely not a full-blown narco-terror state. That's what it is. And if Mexico wants to, you know, be talking about changes, how about they get their own house in order? I think America can help get their house in order, but that requires addressing the fact that cartels are effectively terrorist organizations and knocking their knees out, cut off their funding, actually attack them where it's appropriate, get the Mexican government to agree with us, and let's solve this problem like adults instead of wandering around, you know, clamoring like, you know, college students in some sort of thesis group.
Congressman, I'm curious to get your take on whatever is going to happen on Thursday with this committee, the primetime hearings. They've hired the former president of ABC News to basically stage what, I don't know, a reality TV show. I've never heard of anything like this.
Well, you know, this really does, I think, shine a light on what has been the problem with this January 6th process from the beginning, right? It's been politicized from the beginning. This is why, you know, I opposed it. It's why a lot of my colleagues opposed it. And, you know, last night I was going on Shannon, you know, I thanked her for you know, focusing on this important issue, the border, because right now the left and Democrats in this town, and obviously a handful of Republicans, have no problem going down the road of this sort of theater, right, as political theater. Meanwhile, go read our friend Steve Dates, who posted today a email thread from a January 6th target, who walked through how his entire life was upended. He lost a six-figure job. He's now, you know, working menial. He's about to go to jail because he pled, and he pled because he didn't think he, you know, did anything wrong necessarily, but he pled to cut a deal, and how much they're being targeted. Like, look, that's what's happening right now. This is a political targeting, and it really is theater that's unfolding in front of our eyes.
And again, you know, we have seen the stories, we've seen the videos and the photographs of these January 6th suspects who are still in jail well over a year. They haven't made bail. They're not being given or granted bail, and they're being treated worse than some killers, people who have gone out there and shot people in the streets. It's unbelievable.
Well, that's one of the things that I think people need to understand. I said at the time, you know, a year and a half ago in January, obviously anybody that was carrying out violence and breaking into the Capitol and destroying things or hurting people or hitting people should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I believe that then. I believe that now. But what we have here is a number of people. And, you know, we have to go sort through it all. But out of almost 800 people who have been arrested, targeted, are in jail, or they've been charged with a crime, and a large number of them are pleading to things like parading. Now, okay, say what you want about whether they should have been in the Capitol and whether that was directed to disrupt a proceeding. Not necessarily a good way to do things. But should they be in jail for parading around the Capitol if they didn't hit anybody, didn't break anything, they just walked in and some of the cops are saying go in? Like, these are the questions that I think people, the average American, is asking. They see somebody punch a cop, they're like, yeah, you should probably go to jail. But they're watching what's happening here with people getting targeted for January 6th. And meanwhile, you've got criminals across our country just running amok, getting let out of jail, killing people. You got that guy who hit a woman with a stroller in Los Angeles, and he gets 5 months at some, like, friggin' camp because the DA there won't prosecute bad guys. It's absurd, and the American people are tired of it.
All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Appreciate the great info, and look, we're paying attention to what's happening on that border. The reality is we've got to get Republicans in the majority in Congress if we're going to have any hope of fixing this?
Well, you need Republicans with a spine who will actually
yes.
fight on spending and use the power of the purse. We can do that September 30th, and we ought to.
All right. Congressman, always good hearing from you. Chip Roy, everybody. Congressman, thank you.
All right. God bless. Take care, Todd.
All right. Look, the reality is we can't do anything right now. There's nothing we can do. Elections have consequences, and as a result of Never Trumpers staying home, not voting, as a result of the Democrats stealing the election, well, guess what? We basically have a de facto open border. So the big issue here is making sure, and the congressman's right, we need Republicans with backbones. We need Republicans who are willing to take a stand and do what needs to be done. That's what we need. You know, we mentioned Steve Dace, and Steve is a friend of this program. Here's what he was referring to, by the way. Steve Dace posting this on Twitter. He says, I'm going to post a note here I received this morning from a January Sixer. I'll post it without comment. Feel free to read it and then come to your own conclusions. Quote, I listened to your podcast. It's every bit as bad as she describes. I am a husband and father who has zero criminal history, and I am looking at years in prison after I took a plea. You may ask, why would people take a plea if they are innocent? Innocent has nothing to do with this, as my lawyer told me over and over again. This is payback. There are only a handful of representatives in D.C. that care about us. The vast majority couldn't care less. They secretly despise Trump and anyone on January the 6th as well. The DOJ knows this. There will be no reform of this government. There will be no going back. All there is now is the path ahead. But that path will never lead back to the country we once were. I watched for 4 years as our government that I pay taxes for try to impeach and even oust our president with sheer impunity. Hillary's smearing, and let me get this back here, Hillary's smearing stunt morphed into a coup that lasted Trump's entire term. Then I watched the election get stolen from the American people. So I went to D.C. to support the way I thought best. I wasn't violent. I didn't break anything. I didn't steal anything, and that doesn't matter. I lost my six-figure income, friends, and my family is a wreck. I had the FBI in my home. I was brought before a judge in shackles. And I am a lucky one. I got to remain free till sentencing. So this is the country that I now live in, where the powerful few can attack an elected president, attempting to remove him from 4 years for 4 years, and where elections no longer matter. We're no longer free, and this country was taken without firing a single shot. Guns are meaningless at this point. It was the First Amendment that people should have been fighting for the most. I am now barely making a living doing manual labor for just over minimum wage until my sentencing is over. I was threatened with 20 years in prison, something only murderers face. We couldn't change the venue, and none of the motions to dismiss were accepted. So at the pleading of my wife, the extreme bias of D.C., and its jury pool of my peers, and advice from my lawyer, I destroyed a part of me and signed a paper full of exaggerations, lies, and more importantly, a narrative that fits what they want. I am a Christian, and somehow I feel damned. I lied to save my family. My pastor tells me about rehab, but it doesn't help. I don't look at myself in the mirror anymore. A part of me is dead now. I now wake up longing for the Lord to take me. January 6th was a dark day. There was violence by some. That's reprehensible. No one should have broken anything or stolen anything or hurt anyone. Having said that, January 6th should be remembered as the last outburst from people who were sick of the coups against Trump. The lies about Russiagate, the double standard of the Bidens and how they obtained their wealth compared to the treatment of Trump, the double standard of BLM rioters and everyone else. The forced LGBTQ pumped into our children's minds at school while trying to shut out God at every corner. The endless wars, the celebrations of abortions, the government spending that has put children not even born into lifelong debt. The list goes on. This was the last cry out for the death of a nation. I don't know what's going to happen to my family while I'm gone for years. My wife has depended on me her whole marriage. She is the only woman I've ever been with, the only woman I've ever loved. I hope she and my kids can make it without me. I'm a January Sixer, and I'm going to prison. There you go. I mean, it's horrifying what's happening to our fellow citizens, and I don't know what this guy signed. Look, here's the deal. If I'm innocent, I'm fighting tooth and nail. I'm not signing anything. I don't care if I don't have a single penny left to my name. I'm not signing anything. I'm not confessing to anything I did not do. And I feel for this guy, and I don't know what he's been through. I haven't been in this guy's shoes. But I wouldn't have signed a single piece of paper. Now, I'm just curious. We haven't spent a lot of time talking about January the 6th. And I contend that those who broke the law deserve to be punished. But those who are allowed to just walk in, what wrong did they do? And again, I still wonder how much the FBI was involved. The sources I've been talking to say that the FBI was responsible for the actual planning and the execution of what happened at the U.S. Capitol. So I'm curious, what do you tell these people? Do you take the government deal or do you fight? What would you do if you were in this guy's spot? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Homeland Security has just issued another warning, which I have a copy of in my hands here. According to Homeland Security, there is a great threat to the nation. That threat to the nation is misinformation. They're also warning that pro-life groups could possibly target people if Roe v. Wade remains the law of the land. There's absolutely no proof of something like that happening. So anyway, there you go. That is the latest from Homeland Security. We'll have that warning up on our website. We do want to welcome our brand new affiliate. We're doing this all week here on the program, WSJS, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina, High Point, and all parts in between. And those of you who call into the program all this week, we're going to give you a free copy of my newest book, just as a way of saying welcome to the neighborhood, and we're so excited to be a part of the incredible lineup there at WSJS, the brand new talk radio station there in the Piedmont Triad. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. Let's go to Gainesville, Georgia. Paul on the line. Paul, what's going on?
Yes, sir. I just heard the story that you told about the man that all that fell apart on like that. I would say, stand and fight for everything that you're worth. And I do believe that America will not be back, just like he stated. I mean, that he really wrote a very good letter right there.
Do you think he should have confessed to something he didn't do, Paul?
No, sir, I don't. I think he should have fought tooth and nail and stood his ground for everything. They'd have probably still hung him. He'd have suffered the persecution. But not just him. I think that this is something that's going to hit a lot of America, a lot of especially Christian people in the churches is persecution, and it is because that people have so long turned their back on God, what you was talking about to begin with.
Paul, it's so bad that the Southern Baptist Convention, it was revealed yesterday, they've been working with this law firm over these sexual misconduct allegations, pretty ugly stuff, a lot of politics involved in all of that, and I don't want to get into it on the program, but it turns out the law firm that the Southern Baptist Convention used is pro-LGBTQ, and the law firm actually put out a big celebratory post. My question is, really, the Southern Baptist Convention now aligning itself with a pro-gay law firm. What does that tell you about America and the church and where we are? Folks, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Probably about right. That's probably roughly the right age. I think it's probably about okay. But there are certainly people who are capable of giving consent at a younger age. I certainly consider myself to be one of them. People who are sexually active younger. I think it particularly happens in the gay world, by the way. And in many cases, actually, those relationships with older men. This is one of the reasons I hate the left. You know, this sort of stupid, one size fits all policing of culture. This arbitrary.
Let him talk.
I'll be quick. This arbitrary and oppressive idea of consent, which totally destroys, understanding that many of us have of the complexities and subtleties and complicated nature of many relationships. You know, people are messy and complex, and actually in the homosexual world particularly, some of those relationships between younger boys and older men, the sort of coming of age relationships, the relationships in which those older men help those young boys to discover who they are and give them security and safety and provide them with love and a reliable sort of a rock where they can't speak to their parents.
Oh, jeez. All right. So that's Milo Yiannopoulos. Milo, you've known him for years. We've actually had Milo on the show years ago, back when I was at Fox, and the whole dust up over at Berkeley. Milo is back in the headlines regarding some sort of an internship or something with our friend Marjorie Taylor Greene, the great congresswoman from Georgia. So I thought, you know what, let's see if Marjorie can come on the program today and help us figure this out. And she's also got some things to say about Lindsey Graham. So on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie, good to have you back with us.
Hey, Todd, how's it going today?
Okay, so what the heck, Marjorie? What's going on here with Milo?
Oh, Milo, Milo is someone that he was abused as a teenager, sexually abused, by raped by a priest, became gay, probably said something to offend everyone at some point in time, I think across the spectrum of everyone. But he is also someone I admire because he went to church, he found Jesus, completely changed his life. And, I'm a big believer in God's grace and redemption and second chances. And he's someone I've known for quite a while. And he's also very talented. And I've got him as an intern in my office.
How did you meet Milo? Tell me about how you guys were able to connect.
Well, Milo was one of the founders on the right of pushing and projecting the views that most people call America First now. Big part of the MAGA movement, huge supporter of President Trump. And he spoke on college campuses all over America and toured. And he's someone that I've known through multiple people. And I can't remember the first time I met him, but I've known him for quite a while.
We played a clip where it certainly appears that he is condoning and explaining, rationalizing pedophilia. Do you have any? Have you asked him about these comments? It was very well publicized back when he resigned from Breitbart. Did you guys have a conversation about that?
Oh yes, of course we've talked about that.
How did that go? It's like that's got to be an awkward conversation. So Milo, what's up with the pedophilia thing?
Not an awkward conversation at all, Todd, and I hope you're not trying to portray it that way.
Well, it's pedophilia.
It would be really unfair to say that Milo supports it, because absolutely he doesn't. As a matter of fact, he even wrote a book about his experience, because he was a victim of pedophilia. He was a victim, like I said, of sexual abuse as a young teenager. So, you know, in all fairness, if you're going to quote him, you should read his book and quote him there. So, you know, it's not fair to ask me about someone else's words. But yes, of course, we talked about this because I am strongly against pedophilia and I speak about it and I will do everything I can as a member of Congress to stop any type of child abuse, including drag queens in schools, including gay strip clubs where parents are taking their children, you know, including all of these grooming things that the Democrats are pushing out. I'm strongly against them. So I would never bring someone in my circle that supported any of that. And Milo certainly doesn't. So, you know, I'm happy to report that. You know, if you want to ask me any more questions about it, that's really all I can tell you.
No, I mean, but again, I mean, 37 years old, that's kind of young for an unpaid internship. And I'm wondering, you know, does he live in your congressional district?
He does at this time. Yes. Oh. You know, this is of all the things that are happening in the country, I'm pretty amazed at your intense interest. Of Milo, who is someone I'm really proud to know and watched him change his life dramatically. And as a Christian, I think that's something that we should all support.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, and again, this is not just an interest of our program, but I mean, it's, you know, everybody's talking about this because it certainly is an interesting story, and I think you've explained your position on it, and that's the whole point of having you on the program. But Marjorie, you also made some pretty fierce comments, which I really respected, about what's happening in Dallas with this drag show and the moms and dads who brought their kids and exposed their kids to this. And you had some pretty tough things to say about those parents.
Yes, absolutely. I think it should be illegal. I think it's child abuse. We're, you know, thanks to like social media sites like Libs of TikTok and different people who are willing to expose these videos over and over again, where it's shocking to see that parents would take them in. You know, you would never take your children into a strip club and watch some kind of show like that. But parents are willing to take their children into these drag queen shows, and they're supporting drag queens coming into schools, which has nothing to do with education and shouldn't have anything to do with education. And I think it should be illegal. I sincerely believe it should be illegal to take children into these shows and expose them to what I consider to be completely immoral and filthy and disgusting. And it's not appropriate for children. If children aren't under 17, shouldn't go in an R-rated movie. They do not belong in a drag queen show, nor a strip club or anywhere else.
No, look, I'm with you. I don't care if it's a drag bar or a strip club. I mean, kids have no business in there, and this is a matter of age appropriateness. And I find it hard to believe that a toddler needs to be stuffing dollar bills into the underpants of a drag queen. I just that makes no sense to me.
No, it is completely wrong, and it just shows how lost our society is. You know, but this is the Democrats. This is who the Democrat Party is. You know, they talk about Republicans being dangerous. Absolutely not. We're the party for America first. We're the party that wants to lower inflation. We want to be energy independent again. We want a secure border. We want to stop deadly fentanyl. We want to protect children, not only protect them physically, but protect their hearts and their minds and their souls and provide them good traditional education. We care about families. We care about our American companies. What the Democrats are trying to do is they are really trying to break down the family. They're trying to confuse children on what gender is. Here they are. These gender pediatric clinics are all over the country now. And I think those should be illegal. This should never exist. And it's completely wrong.
Somebody just sent me a text. They said, "Well, Starnes, what about Hooters? Should the kids be going to the Hooters for the hot wings?"
Well, I don't think you can really compare Hooters to men dressing up as women and dancing provocatively for money. I don't really go to Hooters either, so I never took my children there.
I'm an apple biscuit.
But I don't think there's really the same comparison.
It's a crazy world, Marge. Isn't it just a crazy world?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it's absolutely astonishing to me. The big things happening this week, though, Todd, what everyone is really talking about, not really Milo, but what everyone's really talking about is gun control and the Democrats' move to completely violate our Second Amendment rights. Other things that are happening this week on Capitol Hill is the January 6th committee thinks this is the time to convince Americans that it doesn't matter how much gas is, it doesn't matter how much inflation is, doesn't matter how much you're suffering, the only thing you should care about is January 6th. And
yeah,
this is the same Democrat Party that funded and supported burning down cities all across America in 2020. So I don't understand any of it. I'm only here to represent my district and fight for the values we believe in, and that's America first.
All right, Marjorie, we got to leave it there. We got to run to a break. Appreciate you coming on the program, and appreciate the great work you're doing.
You bet. Thanks, Todd.
All right, Marjorie Taylor Greene, everybody. So there. She says Milo lives in her district. So is he? I guess he lives in Northwest Georgia. Wow. All right. We'll see. So anyway, again, the controversy, and it's a little surprising here. His views on pedophilia are pretty much out there. And we played the audio. I know she wants him to read a book, but we've got the guy's audio. Do we have more audio? Oh, we do. Grace is shaking her head. I want to hear this.
You're misunderstanding what pedophilia means.
No,
pedophilia
really.
Is not a sexual attraction to somebody 13 years old who is sexually mature. Pedophilia is attraction to children who have not reached puberty. Pedophilia is attraction to people who don't have functioning sex organs yet, who have not gone through puberty, who are too young to be able to understand
Coulter.
The way their bodies. That is not what we're talking about.
Ann Coulter?
Granted.
You don't understand what pedophilia is if you think that I'm defending it.
Grace, why are you hiding under your desk? What's going on over there?
This whole segment's made me so uncomfortable.
Well, she sounded, you know, the congresswoman sounded surprised that we wanted to ask about it, but this is what everybody's talking about.
Yeah, and it's kind of a big deal. He was a big deal.
He was, and then he wasn't because of what he said about pedophilia.
I just want to say I've been in the control room, and there was a lot more things he said that were, honestly, we felt like we couldn't even play on the radio.
Kyle was weeping, and he was shaking.
It was really uncomfortable.
I
had to go get some tissues.
Very uncomfortable. And she says that he's had a change of heart, and now he's
seen such a thing.
Is he a born again? Does he go to Joel Osteen's church? I don't know.
Well, you know, there's some freaky stuff going on at Joel Osteen's church. Now that you bring that up,
too much nudity talking about
ToddStarns.com, but
too much nudity. That's just weird. But here's what gets me: he's 37 years old, and he's an unpaid intern.
Can I just say, I'm not saying anything about her. I'm just saying that's creepy in general. Like, have you ever heard of a 37-year-old unpaid intern? Just in general. I've never heard such a thing. Unpaid interns are like freshmen in college. I was like, what? It makes me question, maybe he just had a lot of money saved up and he's just got nothing better to do.
37 years old.
Unpaid internship.
Unpaid internship.
Where's he getting all his money from?
And he lives, she said he lives in the congressional district. And that's my concern is, are you taking away a spot from some poor little 18-year-old girl or guy?
Oh.
They want to be in politics. They want to represent America. And then you've got, Milo.
I have a lot of things to say, but not here, not now.
it is what it is. But she did, it's an interesting point. So you're not going to take the kids to the gay bar for drag queen night. Would you drag the little boys over to Hooters so they can get their pictures with the waitresses?
See, and I've seen pictures of that before. And she kind of deflected that, but that is bad too.
Is it?
I think it's bad.
You think it's bad?
I do. I'm not saying it's like an illegal thing, but it's one of those things. It's a slippery slope. It all started with Hooters.
You know, they started another restaurant chain. With guys, with the male waiters.
Gosh.
No, I'm serious.
What's that called? Do I even want to know?
No, you got to look it up. It's We can't say it on the radio, but it's a true. I think it's in Texas, actually. But that's a good point. We should open this up to the callers and let them decide. Is if it's wrong to take the kids to the gay bar, is it wrong to take the kids to the Hooters?
Yes.
Is it? I don't know. 844-747-8868. I mean, I don't think you're going to have your church deacons meeting down there. Maybe. I don't know if you're Methodist. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I feel like we need to bring Pastor Jeffress on, you know, have a religious cleansing. So here is the question. Again, and the argument coming, and this is an argument that's actually being debated on social media, is, well, if it's wrong to take the kids to the drag bar, it ought to be wrong to take the kids to the Hooters. Someone texted and said, okay, well, what about beach? What about the beach? I mean, the women are more scantily clad on the beach than they are at the Hooters. That's a fair point. They're all fair points, I think. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Aubrey in North Carolina, what say you?
I'm a pastor myself, Todd, and I've never been in a Hooters. And when my boys were younger, I would not have taken them in. They're adults now. I have grandsons. I will not take them in there. I think I won't go myself. But my point, I think, is not to objectify women. And that's what I think is happening.
Yeah, I mean, well, there you go. Grace Baker, you seem excited about the pastor here, Pastor Aubrey. She's cheering you, Pastor. She agrees with you 1,000%.
Hey, can I say one other thing?
Sure.
I know you talk about alcohol a lot. Listen, I was born Southern Baptist. I pastored Southern Baptist churches, and brother, when I study the Word, I find that the New Testament does not forbid the consumption of alcohol. Getting drunk, yes, but it's okay to drink. If you want to have a beer, have a beer.
Oh, I think you became the most popular Baptist preacher in America.
Just trying to speak the truth.
I love it. You know, I prefer a Baptist martini myself, Pastor Aubrey. That's a Diet Coke with a wedge of lemon. That's about as crazy as I get.
Now I know the definition. I've heard you use the term. Now I know the definition. I got it.
Yeah, I try to. Yeah, I get every now and again, I'll get like a little church lady, and she's like, you need to cut back on those Baptist martinis. I said, well, yeah, I probably do. It is what it is. All right. All right, Pastor. Well, appreciate the call. And I will say this, Grace Baker, speaking of Hooters, they do make delicious wings.
Their sauce isn't bad, but I prefer, in terms of a chain, I mean, I just would normally go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
You see, I'm not a big...
Oh, dang!
What was
Don't
that?
Don't come at me. It's not my favorite. I mean, I could list off local places, but I'm not going to do that.
Why? You know, that's what we ought to do, is come up with a list of the best hot wing places in America.
Ching's Wings here in Memphis.
Chang's Wings?
Ching.
Ching's?
Ching.
Stop.
It is. It's Ching's Wings. All the famous athletes go there.
It's called Ching's Wings?
Yes.
Are they like big wings or little wings?
They're big wings.
They're big wings. All right. Mm-hmm. So my favorite, believe it or not, I like smoked wings.
Okay. And, okay. So no sauce.
No sauce.
Oh, I love the sauce. It's the best part.
The commissary. And can I say this? And I know I'm going to get hate mail.
Commissary, you got to go for Ching's. Come
Hold on.
On.
I
it's not Chinese, okay?
I've lost
Crumpies
control of
is good
show.
Too. But Ching's is the best.
I like Papa John's.
What?
I know.
Okay,
I know.
That's gross. Where's the sound effect for that one? Come on.
All right, we'll be back, America. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeez.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
All right, hello everybody, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So look, right before the end of the last hour, we had... It was just a weird conversation with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene on the program, and we asked her, and I think she sort of took offense that we asked about these stories circulating that Milo Yiannopoulos is now a 37-year-old unpaid intern for her congressional staff. And Marjorie said that he has repented of his ways, that he is now a born-again believer in Christ. We played some audio from, was this 2017? It's not that long ago when Milo was very controversial in some of his remarks regarding pedophilia. And so Green also has been rather adamant that moms and dads who take their kids to drag shows should face some sort of punishment. And that led to a lot of people writing in and saying, okay, well, fine. If you're going to get in trouble for taking the kids to the drag show, what about taking your kids to the Hooters? And that led to a lot of calls. So all that to say, I want to go to the phones here, and we're going to be checking in on the primaries here in just a few moments. But I want to go to Joe in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Joe, good to have you with us. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you for taking the call, Todd and Grace. She explained a little bit. I just need clarification when this interview took place with this fellow.
So the interview itself where he made the comments about pedophilia?
Correct.
Yeah, that was, hold on, I believe that was back in 2017. Hold on here. Yes, 2017.
So in Marjorie's defense, maybe she was accurate in what she said, but I don't know. If the guy is still professing pedophilia type sentiments, he doesn't need to be in her office, and my support for her will just be eliminated. That makes no sense to me with what he's saying and then what she commented on the phone.
Joe, maybe this is where I'm just off the mark. I think there's nothing wrong with being a firebrand, with being out there and causing, you know, making controversial statements or, you know, being the center of attention. But at some point, you've got to back off of that, and you've got to pick your fights. Not everything can be a fight. And I'm wondering, I get the guy's 37 years old, but were there any other 37-year-olds in the district who maybe wanted an unpaid internship? I don't know. I just don't get it.
Well, it is controversial. It needs clarification. She did somewhat partly, and then you and Grace opened my eyes a little bit that it was, 6 years ago?
Yeah.
So if the guy, I do know that there are homosexuals that have repented and have changed their ways, but, you know, still it leaves a mark. You know, those scars are still there, and it's real controversial and upsetting to me that guy is in her office. If he's, you know, anybody can say that they're born again, but what is their lifestyle? So and as far as the Hooters go, you know, you can't even go to a track meet now, college track meet. These men and women are wearing hardly nothing clothes to an athletic event or gymnastics or whatever. It's just no beach time for my kids. That's, we didn't do none of that.
Or Walmart after 11.
I don't know. I hadn't been there either. But thank you for taking the call. Right. I love your program. I listen every day. Thank you, Miss Grace.
Well, all right, Joe. Appreciate that. And Joe said, thank you, Miss Grace. So there you go. What about Kyle? Poor Kyle. He really takes that personally. Let's go to Bob in North Carolina on the talk station. All right, Bob, what say you?
In my 50 years or so of traveling, I've been in my fair share of Hooters. I've been to the original one in St. Petersburg, Florida. I can go to the beach and study the heavenly bodies a lot more than I can go to a Hooters. They are more scantily clad on the beach and around the pools than the well-dressed Hooters girls.
Well, Bob, I mean, there's a lot of truth in what you just said. I mean, the ladies are clothed, and there you go. I mean,
all they got on is short shorts and a large halter top. But you go to string bikinis on the beach, and that's a whole lot less clothing than a Hooters girl.
It's a fair point. And to be honest, some of those people on the beach probably do need to be wearing a little bit more clothing, if you know what I mean.
Great for astronomers that study heavenly bodies. You know.
So are you a professional astronomer, Bob, or is it?
I try to do my best.
I love it. All right. Bob.
One serious note. Why can't Abbott in Texas call out the National Guard and seal that border? I know Joe Biden is breaking the Constitution. He's continuously breaking the law. Why can't Abbott, to protect his citizens, close the holes in that wall with the National Guard? You ever seen somebody shot with a water cannon? It ain't good. And put some water cannons in the holes of that wall, and that herd comes through there, you spray them down and push them right on back to the Rio Grande. I'm tired of this lawlessness going on in the Biden administration. I really am.
Yeah, Bob, you and a lot of other people, I got to run, sir, but thanks for the call. And that's a good way to do it. Gracie's a... He's a professional astronomer. He loves to gaze on heavenly bodies.
No comment.
I love that. All right. Let's go to David in Central Arkansas. David, I don't know what's going on today, David.
Well,
I just don't know.
Milo is a tool as far as he can be used to combat the left's fiction to all these alphabet people. The conservatives don't know how to fight them. And conservatives, Republicans run with their hands up there and don't try to confront these people. He gets out there and confronts them face to face, and I applaud him for that. I don't necessarily agree with his lifestyle, but that's neither here nor there. That's his business, and as long as he don't try to ram it down my throat or anybody else's, I'm okay with that. Unlike the left's alphabet people who try to do at every turn, everywhere, you're fighting these people, and it's the decay of the nation. But you know, Milo said a lot of things in the past that is incendiary. But so what? I mean, that's not that big of a deal. And he has repented of his sin, so I think you ought to give him the benefit of the doubt.
You know, for me, it wasn't even all of that. I'm like, okay, why do you need a 37-year-old unpaid intern? I just don't understand that. Give that to a college kid, somebody who, is up and coming. I just don't get that. But maybe that's just me.
Maybe that's the only way she could get him in. Maybe her budget's tight and she couldn't afford to hire him as a consultant. Who knows? You know, who knows? But I wouldn't be surprised if Pelosi and those Democrats didn't cut her budget down to almost nothing. He's up there, and I hope he does. I hope he goes after him, and I hope he, maybe points her, because she's kind of a loose cannon in some respects. and she needs a little bit of direction.
And you think Milo's going to give her that direction?
Well, it might sharpen the message a
little bit. He can be the calming force in that congressional office.
But, like I said, it is what it is. But I'm glad to see he's there because I don't think he's pushing anything except a conservative agenda, and we need all the help we can get.
All right, David. Got to leave it there, sir. Thanks for the call. This, I'm not going to say who sent this. I can't say who sent this, but it's a good thought as we wrap up this segment regarding Hooters. If I should not touch them, I don't want to see them. That's the... No, I can't tell you who's... No, I wish I could, but I can't. All right. Hey, got to take a break here. We're going to check in with our favorite our collegiate correspondent, Riley Neeson, coming from the Midwest. A lot of big primaries happening all over America. We're going to get the latest there. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, folks, coming up tomorrow, I'm going to be on the road. Grace, who do we have filling in tomorrow?
Jeff Katz.
Oh, from WRVA, mm-hmm. Richmond, Virginia. I love Jeff Katz. By the way, Jeff is going to be honored at the Big Talkers Convention as the Humanitarian of the Year. Just a super nice guy. You're going to love Jeff Katz tomorrow. I am off to New York City. Thursday, we're going to be broadcasting the show from historic WABC. Rita Cosby's going to be with us. Also, A.J. Castamatidis, who is one of my favorite. She is a riot. Her dad, one of the and her dad may be with us as well. They own WABC, and just it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be talking a lot of politics, and we look forward to doing that in New York City. Right now, though, a lot of politics going on, and I want to go to one of our great collegiate correspondents, Riley Neeson, from the Midwest. Riley, hope you're doing well today.
Thank you, sir. You as well.
And Riley, I have to brag on you. Your Instagram, it looks like, you know, a National Geographic with the mountains and the hiking. You're a big outdoors guy.
I am. Yes, sir.
All right. So where are you? What state are you in right now?
I am in Montana right now.
All right. Montana. Riley, I know you're originally from South Dakota. Your state, one of the big primaries. What are some of the big issues facing voters there in South Dakota?
You know, I think one of the largest issues is we're getting a pretty big influx of people from other states moving to our state, and it's really increasing the price of everything. And not only that, but it's diluting the South Dakota ideology that we're so well known for.
What sort of ideology, when you mentioned that sort of ideology?
Just your old-fashioned conservative, hardworking, you know, is willing to give back to the community, things like that.
See, Riley, that's why you guys need strong border security. So no Californians allowed.
Yes, sir.
That's how we should have done it down south. And now we can hardly find anybody that speaks with an accent down here. It's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Riley, I know you've been very active in conservative politics, both in the Republican Party and some of the advocacy groups. Looking at where we are right now, I know you're a college student, the economy, what are some of the big issues that are facing conservatives and young conservatives here in the country?
You know, I think the scariest thing for me personally is the fact that in the next couple of years, I'm going to be looking for a job, and I'm worried that I'll find a good job with my college degree, but it won't be enough to pay for the expenses that I'll inevitably have, buying a house, things like that. I mean, the prices of things are just outrageous, and it's only getting worse.
I mean, how are gas prices in y'all's neck of the woods?
It's getting close to $5 a gallon.
Oh, sweet mercy. So $10 a gallon, by the way, in some places in California. I got a message before the start of the show. So I am very happy, content to be staying here in the southern states.
I get that.
Now, aside from, you know, finding a job and figuring out how to pay for school, are you seeing that that college students that you're surrounding, are they beginning to complain about the Biden administration? Are they starting to understand that maybe this is not the way, being a liberal?
Yes, sir. I have many friends that voted for Joe Biden, and they strongly regret their decision. And I think that they're really starting to see that the Republican Party has a lot to offer, a lot of good ideas that could solve these problems.
And so this is about like a conversion experience. Are you leading them? Are you like bringing them to the Republican way of living?
I am. And, you know, a lot of them are just so clouded by the mainstream media that they don't even know the facts. And so when they're exposed to these real statistics, it's an eye-opening experience for them. They realize that they've been misguided all along.
You see, I think that, and honestly, Riley, I think this is the way. I mean, if we're looking to grow this big tent party, I think the way is not, it's got to be economics. It's got to be fiscal responsibility. I mean, these are things that I think people truly understand and they can wrap their heads around, even as a young college student.
I absolutely agree. And I think adding on to that another very important thing that we as Republicans need to demand with our elected officials is that they're actively trying to bring people in, young people especially. I think a lot of our elected officials are not as focused on the younger generation, and I think that should be their primary focus, because we're up and coming, and we're at a point where we can decide which route we want to go, whether it's Republican or Democrat.
You see, I think that's a smart strategy, and I think there's a balance. I think there's a healthy balance that you have to have. Unfortunately, on the Democrat side, you know, our reporting and the reporting we hear is that there are so many young people working in the White House that they don't have that balance. You know, they don't have the
right
experience, and I think you got to have a good mix of both.
I agree.
All right, Riley, this is great. So now, are you doing any big road trips this summer? How do you guys from South Dakota, how do you spend your summers?
You know, I'm planning a road trip to California, of all places, and I'm really saving up for it because I know the gas is going to be so expensive.
Yeah, I would bring your own gas. By the way, I've got it. By the way, Riley, and I have to brag on some of our family members here. A couple of the second cousins have launched a Instagram page called Project High Tech Rednecks. Kyle, these are the cousins from Georgia. And they have outfitted a kayak. And Riley, they're on a kayak trip from Helen, Georgia, in the North Georgia Mountains, all the way to Panama City Beach on the Chattahoochee River.
Wow. That is really cool.
So, yeah, it's pretty awesome. So they're filming the entire trip all the way down, and these are the Stearns. This is a more adventurous side of the Stearns family. Riley, I'm more of a Ritz-Carlton guy, but it is what it is. All right, well, Riley, who are you rooting for? Who are you pulling in the big South Dakota races?
You know, I'm rooting for Governor Noem, and I'm rooting for Dusty Johnson. Dusty Johnson called me yesterday and we chatted about the more local elections from my hometown. And I think that I'm confident for both of them. And I think they're both great leaders. And I know them personally.
Well,
I know they're good people.
Governor Noem is a good friend of this program, and we'll certainly get her back on. And we'll try to get Dusty on as well. So good luck to all you folks voting out there. Get out and vote, folks. That's your right as an American citizen. And Riley, you be safe out there on the roads.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Riley Neeson, everybody, one of our college correspondents out there in the Midwest. And we like checking in with our students out there around the country to get an idea of what's really going on and what's on people's minds. By the way, if you want to follow the family trip, Project High Tech Rednecks, you can do that on Instagram. So it's Project High Tech Rednecks. So it's like a good trip, though, but I'd just rather hang out at the Ritz. All right, got to take a break here. This is the Todd Stern Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah. Much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right. Have you ever just, I don't know, had one of those days where it's just sort of a weird day? You know what I'm talking about? Today's one of those weird days. Again, want to welcome all of our brand new listeners in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and High Point, North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina, WSJS, great radio station, brand new talk station, and we're just honored to be a part of the lineup, noon to 3 Eastern, and we want to welcome our listeners. So if you are listening to us from that area, give us a call. We'd like to send you a gift, just our way of saying thank you for being a part of the show. Our telephone number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. All right, let's go right to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. A good friend of this program, Liz Harrington from Team Trump. Liz, how is it going today?
Hey, Todd, it's going good. How about you?
Liz, I'm doing well. I got to brag on your little one, the most beautiful baby in all of America.
Oh, you're far too kind. She is pretty cute, though, I must say, myself.
What a blessing. What a blessing.
She really is.
So, Liz, today, a big day, a lot of primaries, President Trump putting out a lot of endorsements. I was telling somebody, you know, if the president had that batting average, he'd be in the World Series. I mean, it's pretty remarkable.
Oh, it's incredible. It's definitely, you know, Ted Williams' territory, if not better. I mean, it's unbelievable. He is just, he knows how to pick winners. He really does. And it's so important because we need strong candidates to win these primaries. We can't have the rhinos. We can't have, you know, the weak people that just will not serve the American people once they get in there. We've seen it time and time again, just the betrayal after betrayal. And so, yeah, another big day. We got California. He's endorsed some good candidates there. Lots of people up for re-election. We know we have some good members of Congress that we want to keep in there. And so it's going to be another, I think, good day for President Trump. Like you said, the record, it's unmatched in history. And the request for endorsement is unmatched in history. I mean, I have to tell you, everyone wants this endorsement. I don't think there's a similar demand for Joe Biden, who, in fact, I think is like 0-for-1, gave out one endorsement. That right there shows you, I wonder, like, who's the most popular according to votes? It certainly doesn't sound like the guy who nobody wants his endorsement, and it would be a kiss of death if he came to campaign for them like Joe Biden would be.
Liz, I mean, you're absolutely right. And President Biden out there, even Stacey Abrams from Georgia has been putting a lot of distance between herself and the Biden administration. And the reports now leaking out about the amount of unrest and people leaving, the confusion and the chaos. This is clearly an administration that is in peril. And it's looking like the Republicans, thanks to President Trump, are going to have a good midterm election.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look at the chaos, and they're just flailing. I mean, I just looked up at the TV, and they've got Matthew McConaughey in the White House briefing room, I mean, to push for gun control. It's so desperate. They can't distract anymore from just the complete and utter destruction that they've wrought on our great country. I mean, the gas prices, the food prices, we've got the biggest caravan ever headed for our border. Obviously, we've got, you know, war in Ukraine that would have never happened under President Trump. I mean, there's so much chaos, and there should be chaos in this White House also, because they don't know, I mean, they don't know what they're doing. Or if they do, that's worse, which I think it might be the latter. I mean, you wouldn't do these things otherwise. I mean, you wouldn't shut off oil and natural gas leases, the biggest ones in Alaska and the Gulf, at a time of record high gas prices, unless you were intentionally trying to, you know, keep gas prices high. I mean, while Americans are suffering and hurting, and now they're using the Defense Production Act for solar panels, I mean, this is out of control. This is what, you know, regimes do in third world countries, and Americans are sick and tired of it. I think, you know, we got to get a free and fair election this midterm, because it's going to be the biggest red wave we've ever seen.
It's going to be incredible. And even folks on CNN are now saying and acknowledging that this is going to be devastating for the Democrats, which it should be. Liz, very excited to hear President Trump coming to my hometown. And folks around Memphis are just so excited to welcome the president to the Lander Center. I just hope, Liz, that maybe you could put in a good word. He's going to have some ribs, and I've got to be the guy to tell him where to go to get the ribs.
I'll try to make that happen for you, Todd. I mean, he'd love to see you. I know he's a big fan of your show. It's always great to be and going to some of these great cities and great places. He loves it. This is another one of these good events we've done every couple months or so. I believe it's the Great American Freedom Tour. And he'll give a great speech to a great crowd. I mean, the energy is just unbelievable. And people are just so hungry for his leadership. They miss it. They want it. And so all these events, it's a great time if you get a chance to go. If you're in the area, absolutely go, and I'll see if I can get you to see Mr. President when you're down there, Todd.
We'll bring some Central Barbecue and introduce him to the wonderful world of banana pudding. So it'll
it sounds delicious.
All right, Liz. Well, look, we always appreciate the great work you do, and we'll look forward to getting you back on soon.
Thanks so much, Todd.
All right, Liz Harrington. And people are really excited about this. The president coming to town, and the Democrats are triggered, and that's always a great thing. All right, let's go to the phones here before we have to take a quick break. 844-747-8868, High Point, North Carolina. Tammy on the line from WSJS. Tammy, welcome to the show.
Hey there. I enjoy your show so much. I got nervous there.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. Well, Tammy, we're just so excited to be in town now. This is great.
It is. I've been listening to you for years, and sometimes I've had trouble getting, you know, finding you, and I'm glad we've got a local station now.
Well, we are too. And, you know, we're growing, and it's been a lot of fun, you know, adding new cities. Now, High Point, they call that the Triad. Is that right?
Yeah, Winston-Salem, Greensboro, High Point. It's like the furniture capital of the world. We have the furniture market twice a year.
Is that right? Oh, that's right. I've driven through there. That thing is pretty remarkable.
It is. It is. It's not as busy when it's not going on, but it gets pretty crowded during that time.
Well, I'll be. Is that anywhere near? Is it Elon University? Is that anywhere near you guys?
I'm not exactly sure. That's not too close to us. I think that's an hour or two away.
I'm going to have to get my bearings in North Carolina. It's a big state. A big state.
It is. We got the mountains and the beach. I love it. Born and raised here.
Let me tell you something. Tammy, I love Asheville, and especially as Black Mountain. As Southern, we always used to joke, Southern Baptist always summered at Ridgecrest. That's where we always went to camp. So we love that area.
I love getting on the parkway, on the motorcycle with my husband, and just riding the parkway, too. It's so pretty.
One of the lessons we learned when you're going to Ridgecrest, if you miss that exit, you've got about 30 miles down the mountain before you you can turn around. So don't miss the exit.
That's right.
All right. Well, Tammy, here's what we're going to do. Thank you for the call. I want to send you a copy of my new book. It's called Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. And Grace is going to get all your info, and we'll love to send that to you as a way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. All right. We got to take a break here. Lines open, 844-747-8868. That's toll-free number, 844-747-8868. Got to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. I made the switch a long time ago, and I am so happy. The folks at Patriot Mobile are so great to work with, and it's because they're a Christian company, and they share our beliefs. They know who we are. Patriot Mobile, by the way, has incredible nationwide coverage, and they have plans to fit any budget, no matter how big, no matter how small. And if you're a veteran or a first responder, they're going to give you an additional discount. It's super simple. Go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Give them my first name, Todd, and they're going to hook you up with a special discount and free premier activation. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
I'm trying to decide if I want to do a road trip. I just got word that Guy Fieri is going to be opening up a new restaurant over in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And I thought, I was going to go down to New Orleans maybe for a little R&R, but maybe I need to go over to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and check that out. I will see. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. And by the way, listen to your local radio station for live results of the primaries tonight. We're also going to be weighing in over at ToddStearns.com, so we'll have the staff churning out a lot of stories there. North Carolina, Charles on the great WSIC. Charles, thanks for holding on. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. Todd, I was just listening to Liz before the break, and just to kind of echo some things. I don't think I have ever seen as rapid decline in the country as I'm seeing right now on all fronts. You know, the inflation, energy, the Second Amendment, foreign policy. I mean, it just goes, the culture, it just goes on and on and on. And I'm not sure that we have another 2 years to 2024 to wait. And I certainly question the leadership of the Republican Party and the RINOs to do anything about it to course correct. But I'm just wondering, Todd, and tell me what you think. Do you think now is the time that Donald Trump just needs to come out and announce his candidacy and run for president? And in doing so, I think he would be more able to help shape the legislative agenda that's going to be coming up in the fall when the Republicans win, and just start, you know, being more visible, going down to the border, going into the inner cities, talking about crime, telling the American people what they're, what he and the Republican Party are going to do for them to try to reverse things.
Yeah.
And hopefully, I think at the top of the list, you need to impeach Joe Biden.
Yes, and yes. But Charles, here's if I'm the president, maybe this is how I'm thinking. So let's let the midterms be the midterms. If Trump came out next week and said, you know what, I'm going to run for president, then I think that would make the midterms a referendum on the presidency. What I would like to see is a couple of weeks after the midterms, President Trump, surrounded by every single person that he endorsed, and there are just, you know, dozens and dozens of them, and I would like to see him surrounded by those winners the day after the election and then announce his candidacy for 2024. I think that would have a pretty and make a pretty powerful statement that the Trump agenda is alive and well, and it is a winning agenda, as we just proved in the midterm elections.
Right. And I mean, I would love to see that, too. And in doing so, you know, start your campaigning. Just go ahead and claim the mantle of the president. I mean, personally, I think he was elected and Biden is illegitimate. But that being said, just go out there and campaign, remind people of how much better it was 3 years ago, and remind people how we need to reverse course immediately.
You know what I would love to see? I would love to see Donald Trump. And I mean, look, he's got the conservative vote. He's got, I think, most of the Republican vote. I would love to see him campaign almost exclusively in minority communities around the nation.
I would too. I would love to see him go to Chicago, New York, Atlanta, places like that, and just extend the invitation and say to them, you know what? Minority community, you need to emancipate yourself from the Democratic Party like you did in the 1860s and come back home to the party that gave you the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment to the Constitution and will accept you and judge you by the content of your character and not the color of your skin. I think that's the message he needs to go after.
Charles, appreciate the call. Good hearing from you. 844-747-8868. Time now for some gay news.
The YMCA, the gay national anthem. Did you ever hear that? They call it the gay national anthem. But YMCA gets people up and it gets them moving.
Oh, you're fabulous, Mr. President. Fabulous. We love you. All right. You know, Grace, we do this because we're tolerant. We're diverse.
Yes, this is very true.
We don't judge. Here at the John Stearns Radio Program.
Whether you're bipolar or bisexual. No.
We just, you know what, Grace? We think you're fabulous.
Thanks.
Fabulous.
Is that your favorite word, Todd?
You know, it very well may be my favorite word. This story comes from CNN, the most profane name in news. Skittles, Grace. Are you a big Skittles fan?
Not really, and especially not now. You know, they've always listened. They've always been pretty open. They said, taste the rainbow. They've always said that.
All the colors of the rainbow.
Yeah.
Yes. Skittles, because it is a rainbow. I mean, if you're looking at a gay candy, then this would be it. I mean,
this is the gay candy.
Very flavorful, very colorful, and it's Skittles. So now Skittles has announced that they are celebrating Gay Pride Month. And it's really not, they just call it Pride Month now, right?
Yeah, now it's Pride Month.
They had to rebrand.
I mean, think about it. There's all kinds of different folks.
And I don't think the L's really cared much. I think it's the T's that are the problem.
I've noticed that.
It's, you know, the L's and the B's and the Q's, you know, whatever.
The birds and the bees.
Yeah, but the T's, they take this really seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why they had to, because it used to be called children back in the day, Gay Pride Month.
And now it's just Pride Month.
It's just Pride Month. It's a month-long celebration. Our Lord gets 2 days. So anyway, Skittles says that they are ditching the rainbow colors to celebrate Pride Month. And so when you buy the Skittles, all you're going to get are white. Are they, is it the are Skittles plural or singular? Is it a Skittle or
I say a Skittle. Skittle. It's just a singular piece.
So
but you normally never just eat one.
No, you can't. So anyway, when you open up the bag of Skittles, all you're going to, the individual Skittle, well, they're Skittles. The individual Skittle is going to be white and not rainbow colored. So they say only one rainbow appears during Pride.
See, this feels weird.
Only one rainbow matters.
This is reversed.
They're calling it a Pride Pack, much like the Oreos.
There's something a little off about saying, here's a Pride Pack. Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems to me, though, they could be accused of white supremacy. Why white Skittles?
Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, true.
Why not? I don't know. I mean, what? Why not have black Skittles? What's wrong with Skittles?
Here we go.
I mean, this could be offensive.
I mean, think
offensive
about it. They were already rainbow, so they're like, we got to have some kind of a marketing ploy, so we just got to do the opposite of everyone else.
You know what? I gotta make it a Baptist martini, a double.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's one of those days.
Hold the ice.
We've had Milo, Hooters,
MTG, and gay Skittles.
We didn't even get
aspirin
to Matthew McConaughey.
I really need an aspirin. All right, be good, America.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.